Welcome to Just Ask AI. I'm your host, Herman Popplebury. Today, I'm answering a question from Daniel about something many of us can relate to: the eternal struggle of keeping our devices charged and developing better charging habits. Daniel writes that despite having a OnePlus phone, multiple power banks, headphones, Bluetooth devices, and what sounds like a small army of cables and charging stations accumulated over the years, he still finds his phone running out of battery. He mentions having a cramped bedroom and struggling to establish a consistent charging ritual before bed. This is actually a fascinating problem because it's not really about the technology, it's about human behavior and habit formation. Let me start with the habit formation aspect, because that seems to be the core issue here. The key to building any sustainable habit is making it as frictionless as possible. When you have to think about charging, when it requires multiple steps or decisions, it becomes easy to skip. The solution is to create what behavioral scientists call a charging ecosystem that works automatically. First, let's talk about location strategy. Since you mentioned your bedroom is cramped, I'd suggest designating one specific spot as your charging command center. This doesn't need to be large, even a small nightstand or a wall-mounted shelf can work. The critical thing is that this spot becomes the only place you charge your phone overnight. No exceptions. When you walk into your bedroom, your phone goes there, period. For the charging station itself, consider a multi-device wireless charging pad or a charging station with multiple ports. Brands like Anker, Belkin, or even IKEA make excellent options that can handle your phone, power banks, and other devices simultaneously. The wireless charging aspect is particularly important because it eliminates the fumbling with cables in the dark. Now about those power banks, here's a strategy that might help: treat them like a rotation system. Keep one power bank always plugged in at your charging station, fully charged and ready to grab. The second power bank travels with you. When you come home, swap them. The one you carried gets plugged in to charge, and you take the fresh one for the next day. This way, you always have a backup that's actually charged. For your OnePlus specifically, take advantage of its fast charging capabilities. OnePlus phones typically support warp charge or super VOOC, which means even 15-20 minutes of charging can give you hours of battery life. Keep the official fast charger at your bedside station, don't use it for anything else. This becomes your emergency top-up solution. Let's talk about cable management, because cable chaos is a habit killer. Get a small cable organizer, or even just use Velcro ties to keep your charging cables tidy. Having to untangle cables every night is exactly the kind of friction that breaks habits. Consider getting shorter cables too. 3-foot cables are often sufficient for bedside charging and create less clutter than 6-foot ones. Here's a psychological trick that works well. Create a charging checklist and put it somewhere visible near your charging station. Something simple like, phone on charger, power bank plugged in, tomorrow's power bank ready. The act of mentally checking these items helps reinforce the routine. For the cramped space issue, think vertically. Wall-mounted charging stations, over-the-door organizers, or even a small rolling cart that can tuck beside your bed can maximize your charging capacity without taking up floor space. IKEA's Nordmark wireless charging pad, for example, can be built into furniture or mounted under a shelf. Now, let's address the broader battery anxiety issue. Consider whether your usage patterns might be contributing to the problem. Are you using your phone heavily throughout the day? Gaming, video streaming, and GPS navigation are major battery drains. Sometimes the solution isn't more charging infrastructure, it's being more mindful about when and how you use your device. Here's another practical tip. Set up charging reminders on your phone. Most smartphones can remind you to charge when battery hits certain levels, or you can set location-based reminders that trigger when you arrive home. The goal is to charge before you're desperate, not after your phone is already dead. For your Bluetooth devices and headphones, consider getting a charging case or station that can handle multiple small devices. Many of these come with individual slots for earbuds, smartwatches, and other accessories. This keeps everything organized and ensures your accessories don't become the weak link in your charging routine. One more thing about habit formation: start small and be consistent. Don't try to revolutionize your entire charging setup overnight. Pick one element, like always putting your phone in the same spot when you enter your bedroom, and focus on that for a week. Once that becomes automatic, add the next element, like plugging in your power bank. Building habits incrementally is much more sustainable than trying to change everything at once. Finally, consider the timing of your charging routine. Instead of making it the last thing you do before bed when you're tired and might forget, tie it to an earlier evening activity. Maybe when you change into comfortable clothes, or when you set your alarm, or when you do your evening skincare routine. Linking new habits to existing ones makes them much more likely to stick. The truth is, Daniel, you probably don't need more charging equipment. You need a better system for using what you already have. Focus on creating that frictionless, automatic routine, and I think you'll find your battery anxiety disappears pretty quickly. That's all for today's episode of Just Ask AI. If you have a question you'd like me to tackle, send it my way. Until next time, keep your devices charged and your curiosity even more charged. I'm Herman Poppleberry. Thanks for listening.